Good evening. This is Agashwani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. High-level committee submits report on One Nation, One Election to President Draupadi Murmu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi commends street vendors' role in PM Swanidhi scheme. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman underlines growth potential of the Northeast. And Nagaland Governor Lal Kanesan emphasizes upon vision to significantly reduce educational disparities by 2047. Now the news in detail. A high-level committee today submitted its report on One Nation, One Election to President Draupadi Murmu in New Delhi. In its report, the committee chaired by former President Ram Nath Kovind recommended a two-step approach to lead to simultaneous elections. In the first step, simultaneous elections may be held for the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. In the second, elections to municipalities and panchayats may be synchronized with Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies in such a way that they are held within 100 days of holding the higher tier elections. The panel also recommended using a single electoral roll and electoral photo identity cards in elections to all the three tiers of government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said PM Swanidhi scheme has proved to be a lifeline for street vendors. Addressing PM Swanidhi beneficiaries in Delhi while distributing loans under the scheme to 1 lakh street vendors, Modi said people saw the power of street vendors during COVID. He said today's Swanidhi Mahotsav is dedicated to those who are always around and without whom people cannot imagine their lives. He congratulated the street vendors and roadside shopkeepers for their contributions to society. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman today underlined the Northeast's potential for growth and called youths in the region as enthusiastic and energetic. The Northeastern states received long overdue attention from Prime Minister Narendra Modi and many first remarkables have happened in this region during the last 10 years, Sitharaman said at IIT Guwahati as part of Viksit Bharat Ambassador Campus Dialogue. She said Modi prioritizes the development of the Northeastern states and the Union Council of Ministers visited this region 850 times during the same period. The Prime Minister considers the Northeastern states as India's engine of growth, aspiration, and the central government is ensuring that the region benefits from every initiative of the centre, the minister added. Nagaland Governor Lal Kanesan has emphasized on the vision to significantly reduce educational disparities by 2047. Every child, regardless of their circumstances, will have the opportunity to receive high-quality education, he said today, while addressing a seminar on new education policy at the Central University of Haryana. The governor said NEP 2020 emphasizes on promoting holistic development and lifelong learning and recognizes that education is not just about acquiring knowledge, but also about developing skills, values and attitudes essential for success in the 21st century. It notes the importance of vocational education and providing students with real-world experience and practical skills, he said. By integrating technology, the policy also aims to make learning more accessible, interactive and personalized to students. The governor also noted that the NEP's aim to bridge the gap between education and employability by ensuring that skills imparted are aligned with demands of job market. This news comes to you from Akashwani Guhima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Guhima. Commissioner and Secretary of Cooperation Zarantang Nizung today launched the computerization of Primary Agricultural Credit Society, PACS, at CTC Metsifema. He said under the project, all functional PACS will be brought into a common national software, linking them with NABARD through state cooperative banks. Implementation of common accounting system and management information system under this project will improve governance and transparency in PACS and result in speedy dispersal of loans, lower transaction cost, reduce imbalances of payments, among others. This will also increase efficiency in the working of PACS among farmers, he added. while 33 PSCs are being digitized in the first phase, Nagaland has submitted proposals to the Union Cooperation Ministry for adding 198 PSCs in the second phase, Zung noted. He said Nagaland was among the first states to initiate the go-live trial before the deadline set by the ministry and delivered computer hardware to all 33 PSCs. On the occasion, Zung asked PSCs to fully utilize the opportunities in order to improve the economic status of the people and be proactive in bringing about a change in the society. Government officials have been urged to be sincere and regularly attend duties at their respective areas of postings. This was stressed upon during the District Planning and Development Board meeting of PEG today. During the meeting, Power and Parliamentary Affairs Minister K.G. Kenye, an advisor for New and Renewable Energy and Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, Z. Nyusito Nyute, appealed to officers to sincerely be present at their duties for public service in the district. The board also welcomed the new District Deputy Commissioner, John Lise Sangtam, who sought cooperation from the public for smooth administration of the district. To bolster India's skill ecosystem, the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship unveiled a series of strategic initiatives today. At the heart of the announcement was the exchange of 19 memorandums of understandings with various entities, including the Northeast Handloom and Handicrafts Development Corporation and the Northeast Regional Agricultural Marketing Corporation. Four cutting-edge courses tailored to meet the demands of the digital age were also launched. Minister of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Tramendra Pradhan, emphasized the role of skill development in navigating the rapidly evolving global landscape. He underscored the pivotal role of digital infrastructure in propelling India's growth trajectory. The minister also emphasized the need for continuous skill enhancement through reskilling and upskilling, and stressed on the importance of citizens' participation to drive this transformative agenda forward. India has registered a significant jump of 14 ranks in Gender Inequality Index 2022 GII. According to the Human Development Report 2023-24, released by the UNDP, India ranked 108 out of 193 countries with a score of 0.437. The Union Ministry of Women and Child Development said this shows a notable jump of 14 ranks compared to the GII 2021, which was 122 out of 191. The ministry said the country's rank in GII has become consistently better over the last 10 years when it was 127 in 2014. It said this achievement is indicating a progressive improvement in attaining gender equality in the country. The ministry added that this is an outcome of the government's decisive agenda for ensuring women's empowerment through policy initiatives. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast that light rain is very likely to occur at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the weekend. Tomorrow, the state capital of Kohima is likely to witness partially cloudy sky with one or two spells of rain or thunder showers, with a minimum temperature of 11 degrees Celsius and maximum of 24 degrees Celsius. And now to weather news, here are the headlines again. High-level committee submits report on One Nation, One Election to President Draupadi Murmu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi commends street vendors' role in PM Swanidhi scheme. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman underlines growth potential of the Northeast. And Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan emphasizes upon vision to significantly reduce educational disparities by 2047. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.